Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Co-host of The Steakhouse, which kicks off at 9 today, and co-owner and publisher of Dogs HQ, Rusty Mansell. And our conversation with Rusty is brought to you by Orchard, the smarter, faster, hassle-free way to buy and sell your home. Rusty, how are you doing today?
Man, I just remembered I forgot Bojangles today.
I wasn't going to bring it up.
I'm
Did you notice how fast I ran out there a minute ago to see if you were here?
I got to do right. The whole deal was I wouldn't do it on Georgia Florida week.
Yeah.
And then
you could have sent me off to Germany with a happy belly.
None of us are Mississippi State fans.
I tell you what, the last time I went to Germany for 8 days, as soon as I got back to the United States, I ate like 9 plates of ribs, pizza.
What can I ask you? What's the food like over there, Rusty?
Yeah, it was, I call it heavy, like a lot of just
like schnitzel. like a beef and potato diet.
Like gravy on like roadkill.
Is
I wasn't real impressed. I will say I flew into Frankfurt, and I went to a very small town.
Okay.
That had like I think I stayed in some dude's basement for like a week. I never saw him. I was working for Pirelli Tires.
Yeah, I was going to say you had a hostel there.
Should I order every meal? Would tell them to hold the sauerkraut or
put the ketchup?
Is that a real thing?
Yeah, I would get some ketchup inside. Yeah, can I get some ketchup with
you guys? Got any ranch?
That Wiener Schnitzel.
Can I just get a pretzel?
It sounds like you just need to stick. You may need to stick to hamburgers, Bo.
Yeah,
stick to hamburgers.
Yeah. Do they have them over there? I don't know. I remember to
Didn't hamburgers come from Germany?
I know that they're from there. It doesn't mean they have them.
Frankfurt was cool.
Yeah,
there you go. Frankfurt, it was cool.
I'm gonna be in Berlin.
I was an hour from Frankfurt. I didn't see a street light for like 6 days.
I got a lot of pushback on a college football topic. I want to bring you in on.
Got anything to do with Georgia?
Not particularly,
okay.
But maybe.
Right.
I was making the argument yesterday. And Georgia's different because they have an SEC loss. Bama does not. And I was making the argument that if Bama were to lose, Bama's got 2 fired coaches coming up in Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
I was making the argument that if Bama were to lose in the next 3 SEC games, it would not hurt my feelings. Because they're not playing in Atlanta probably at that point.
I tell you, man.
And they're also probably getting a first-round home game at 10-2.
I'm going to tell you something. Georgia fans are so mixed on this. And when I bring this up, they rip me a new one. I could care less about playing in Atlanta.
I could too.
Georgia lost Carson Beck in that game.
Yes. I actually did not think about that. It's a phenomenal point.
You know what I mean? Like,
a phenomenal point.
You lose your quarterback, and the Gunnar Stockton story is great and all that, but he gave a half, okay, against Texas with some. But as far as game planning against Notre Dame and all that, they weren't ready for that. I mean, you lost Carson Beck. Alabama were to lose somebody like a Ty Simpson in that game, it's not worth it. It's not worth it.
And Georgia has 2 SEC games left.
Yes.
Right on that. They've got Mississippi State and then Texas.
So
there you go.
Mike took a lot of heat for that.
He's right. Bama fans are split on that conversation. The SEC championship game does still mean a lot of people.
Lose a player to that caliber in that game, and Alabama fans will be like, hell no.
100%.
We want no part of that. Because 100%. I understand the value. I understand of winning an SEC championship. But Alabama and Georgia don't go back and look, hey, we were SEC champions, but we lost in the first round of the playoff game.
I said this to somebody yesterday on Twitter, and I said, there's a reason when you look at the Alabama helmets, like on the game day set, they have an 18 on them.
Yeah.
Not a 30.
Yeah.
For SEC championships, the 18 for nationals.
Yep.
And that's really what the end goal is. And to me, it's not like you could win the SEC and you get a first round bye, but did you really get a first round bye? You just played a top 5 team.
Correct me if I'm wrong. All 4 teams got a bye unless you're lost. I think all 4 of them did.
Is that right?
Ohio State didn't get a bye.
Tennessee at home, yeah.
I was going through it. I was like, Notre Dame didn't, Georgia got a bye, Penn State didn't.
It's crazy.
I think all 4 teams lost.
Texas didn't get a bye. No. Arizona State did. Yeah, sorry, I'm just going to do it in
my
head.
No, you're right. I just think it's an interesting conversation.
An Oregon loss, yeah. That's right. Yeah,
it's look, man, and I know we're all college football fans, and we've been programmed for this. It matters in December and January now. 100%. It doesn't matter December the 3rd. It matters January the 14th, 15th then.
If it matters.
It's still an SEC. Well, okay, I get it. You don't, but guys, I can say there's bigger goals now with an expanded playoff.
Can we just say that? It's already been said out loud. The commissioners, Sankey said it out loud last year when he was trying to figure out, or early this year, how to change up the format. If it mattered so much, they wouldn't want to put the like play-in teams that they think need to play into the playoff, into that game.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the unique thing about Georgia is, and I don't think they will, I'm not projecting this to happen, but you still have a massive top 25 out-of-conference game for Georgia. So you could, in theory, lose to Georgia Tech and still play in the SEC championship game and risk a third loss before you go to the playoffs. So where is that for the seeding and everything else?
And that could that be something they try to work in, where if you go undefeated, if one team goes undefeated in the conference, and I don't know how you would do this, but if you go, it's almost impossible to go undefeated anymore.
Yeah.
And it's really impossible to go undefeated in a conference anymore. If somebody did, though, I mean, they shouldn't be burdened with playing that extra game.
The two teams that make it to the SEC championship are getting in.
I think you and I talked about this. I don't know if it was on air or not, but we talked a few months back about the idea that the SEC championship game turns into a play-in game for the playoff. Like the SEC, whoever the top two seeds are already in.
As a seeding.
Right, and that was one of the things that's going around with the committee, becomes a seeding game where it's like, because last year when you had Bama, Ole Miss, South Carolina, like if you had two of those teams match up in Atlanta, just be like, hey, this is how we're going to figure it out. But
that should tell you right there how coaches, you know, higher authorities in college football, and even maybe some of the players feel about the game. They're going to try to win it if they're in it. But in the grand scheme of things, it's not overly important.
I can tell you right now, and none of them would admit it. But if every SEC coach, if you said, hey, you can skip that game and have a home playoff game, and have those 2-3 weeks to chill.
Come on.
I promise you right now what they're taking.
Yeah. Because you don't think Lane would admit it out loud? I feel like Lane would be the one guy. Well, like, you know what, man? I'm taking it or leave it. I'm good.
Well, and take a school like Ole Miss, who's trying to win an SEC championship. That might be different.
That's a good point.
To them.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You know, he could add that to the history there, because not many. But to win in that building would be a big deal. But I'm just telling you, man.
Win an SEC title there, brutal. You're getting a statue.
It is brutal, man. Too. And also throw in the factor that's National Signing Day now, that Wednesday.
Oh,
so get prepared. God. Hey, what if you're Alabama and Texas A&M playing for World War III that week, and then, oh, by the way, on that Wednesday, you got National Signing Day.
Ding.
Hey, let's not game plan today, because we're going to make sure that the next class signs and stay on your phones all day. Oh, that's another great decision by them.
Rusty, what was up with the running back rotation against Florida? It looked like Bowens didn't even played the first quarter, and then he gets in late. He's the beneficiary of a hole that I probably could have ran through late in that game for that touchdown. I'm not taking anything away from him. But is he in there late because of ball security issues?
I don't know that. I think, you know, coming back from that calf, my gut feeling is maybe you see some tightness pregame, and you're not so, you know, as the game goes on, adrenaline's flowing. He's like, coach, I can do it until he actually gets in and does it. You know, I think he's dealing with a little bit of this calf deal, but, you know, he comes in 9 carries for 70 yards, and, you know, he just looks different, man. I know Nate Frazier. I'll say this, too, though. What you like to see, Mike, you know this as a former player, when Chauncey Bowen scores that touchdown, the first person that runs down there to get him is Nate Frazier.
100%.
Like, that says a lot.
Tells you a lot.
But I will say this, that George is different when 33 is in there. I mean, he looks different to me. He's got a little bit more bounce, harder to bring down. He runs kind of weird, man. It's almost – I can't describe it, but he doesn't look smooth, but he's got an extra gear. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I want to go to the Mississippi State game this weekend.
Oh, my goodness.
What's your antenna up as far as upset alerts?
Yes.
How are we talking about, like, 1 through 10? Give me an upset alert number.
This is a damn 7.5.
It's up there.
Because they should have beat Tennessee, had Tennessee beat.
Should have beat Texas.
They damn sure should have beat. They were up 14 on Texas in the fourth quarter and lost.
Yeah.
I mean, Everybody that's beaten Mississippi State is having to score like 35 and 40 points. They got two of the fastest wide receivers.
Play hard,
in the country.
Man. God, they play hard.
And that quarterback,
I said it earlier,
is a fifth
year
guy.
If the SEC standings were based on GPS trackers and heart rate monitors, like Mississippi State's at the top of the list.
Man, you just feel like they're going to get somebody.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about Arkansas. I mean, they had Tennessee beat.
They had Texas beat.
They had Texas beat. And you just. Listen, I might have made my final prediction, but I'm telling you right now, I don't know if Georgia fans want to hear this. This might be a 41-34 game. This might be a 41-38 game.
No way, right?
Hmm. Well, I'm telling you, man. They
why does it? I feel like in these situations, their I have
strengths,
more faith in Georgia than Georgia fans do.
Their strengths match up with Georgia's weaknesses because you can't get to the quarterback. If you don't get to this guy, he can deal you up. They got two wide receivers. Kirby said it was the fastest wide receiver they faced in the last 3 years, and that probably goes back to Jameson Williams. I mean,
that's
guy's
a good
explosive.
Point.
Then you got Anthony Evans, who's a former Georgia player. You think he's not ready to get some of Georgia? This is a 10-300 guy.
Ooh,
you got to get to him. Now, they can't stop the run. So that if you're Georgia, you're like, okay, let's get after them. Let's shorten this game, and let's put that offense on the sideline and be able to run the football. Because they have had issues stopping the run. And I think, you know, the run game travels. And if you can do that, establish that early, I think you'll be okay there. But, man, they're going to have their hands full. I'm telling you right now, if you're a Georgia fan, get your mind right because you're not getting a Saturday off.
Wow.
I know.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We got to go, but should we hear more about Jeff Lebby and his name out there for some of these openings? I think he's done a really good job there.
He's done a great job. Got to win a few of those.
Yeah.
Had he beat Tennessee or Texas? Probably. I don't want to say this because I want to piss Mike off this late in the segment. I don't know why Ryan Grubb's not getting
mentioned. Dude, I haven't even brought it up want it to become
a
thing.
Why isn't Ryan Grubb getting more
mentioned?
Stop it,
man. I'm not here for that.
What he's done with Alabama. I would endorse it, man.
I just wonder
for him to.
I wonder.
Get a job.
Glenn Schumann.
Well, here's the deal. With Ryan Grubb, though, I wonder how much that little failed experiment in the NFL hurt his brand.
Good.
Because
nobody's talking about that right now.
Yeah, but he comes back to Alabama and he's got I'm joking a little bit, but he's got daddy again, and now they got a quarterback that knows how to run their system.
Tell you
and all of a sudden
a
he looks
Bama
great
fans
again.
Fans think Ryan Grubb is daddy.
Yeah.
Because a lot of them watched Bama last year and that failed experiment too.
Let me tell you something.
He's also got a first year quarterback starter. Now this guy's an experienced guy, but he's got this guy playing like a top three.
Well,
this guy's
willing to do the things that they want him to do. I'm not sure how much Jalen Milroe was worried about winning games at Alabama. And winning,
you guys just
a draft
on Glenn Schumann.
Here's
retaining
my question.
Glenn Schumann.
Okay, so
about
here's
that?
The last thing I'll say real quick. I know we're trying to get out of here, but okay, Auburn, LSU, and Florida at some point, Penn State, and Arkansas. All these schools are going to feel. What's that going to do to Memphis? What's that going to do to Tulane, South Florida? Some of those schools are going to lose their coaches. Would Ryan Grubb or Glenn Schumann take one of those jobs? Because I promise you right now that I know the behind the scenes on Memphis and Tulane, and those two schools have NIL money. And you can win there right now. If you go there and win 2 years from now, you get those jobs. So I don't know how – there's going to be a really big trickle-down effect. I had a college coach tell me this week, and I didn't think about this. He goes, Rusty, how many kids are going to sign December the 3rd and be in the portal before January because of coaching change? Never make it to that campus.
Yeah.
Oh, that's wow.
I didn't think about that.
Huh.
I didn't think about that. So think about this. You're December the 4th. You're like, heck yeah, man. We got a number two class in the country. Guess what? Your coach left, and guess what? 9 of those kids are in the portal.
We got to go to break, man. But is this the last year this is going to happen, though, right? Because now, from now on, when the coaching change happens, don't they have to wait until the new coach is hired?
Yeah, but once that coach is hired, you can go in the portal before.
Yeah.
Just like Julian Sain did, he came there and left.
Man,
yeah.
I didn't think about that because they sped it up to December the 3rd. You're going to have a kid assigned with School X for December for the coaching change. This kid's going to go, hey, man, I'm not coming. I'm going into portal.
Wow. That's insane.
That's insane.
Yeah, I forgot.
That's a whole other segment there, brother.
I was going to say, we're the latest ever on the show.
I was going to say, next week, Rusty, we got to get you for two segments or something.
Oh, man.
We could go on and on about this, but we do have to go. Thank you so much for stopping in, Rusty. Appreciate you. That is the Rusty Mansell, co-owner and publisher of Dogs HQ. You can catch Rusty with Steak right here at 9 a.m.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.